Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to an Everything Iconic Pop Dive with me, Danny Pellegrino, where my guests and I deep dive into iconic pop culture. This week, we are diving back in to Queen Tyra Lynn Banks. Last week, we explored a lot of facets of Tyra's amazing career. We explored America's Next Top Model, her role in Coyote Ugly, and touched on her appearance in Glee. This week, we will dive into the Tyra Banks talk show. My guest is Annabelle DeSisto of the podcast Adderall and Compliments, and I'm so excited to talk more with her about the illustrious career of Miss Tyra Banks. This is an Everything Iconic Pop Dive into Tyra Banks, Part 2.
Eve's great, no matter where she goes. Dress her up from her head to her toes. On the town, at the mall, Eve loves high. After dark, at the club, she'll spend the whole night dancing.
She also has Life Size 2 premiering this holiday on Freeform.
Did you watch the trailer?
No, is the trailer out?
I'm disgusted.
Why? Because no Lohan?
Not only no Lohan, and I also feel like that everyone is really shaming Lohan for living her best life, and like, all, you know, it's like going viral, the videos of her dancing in Mykonos,
right,
to Rumors, which I also bought as a single, and that's when she was dating Wilmer Valderrama, and I just feel like that was one of her best moments.
Whitney might have to cut this out, but I feel like I like masturbated to that video.
To Lindsay Lohan?
But it was because like...
Or the music.
Let's just cut this out. Let's just move on.
You're like, it's a really good song. This song just moved me.
Yeah, right. But it was like, because it was like when I was in college and I, like, in retrospect, it was like, yeah, I just really liked the beat. It was a very confusing time.
You were such
time.
A music fan.
It was a very confusing time. Like, I didn't know what was. Anyway, what were you saying? I'm sweating. I need to be cut off.
I made you so uncomfortable in your own. Like...
Why am I talking about masturbating in college? Like,
Out of all the things, like Lindsay Lohan's Rumors.
I know, it was just like came to me all of a sudden. Like I had that flashback, and I was like, "Oh my god, whoa!"
You're like, Annabelle, you have to leave. I have to YouTube the Rumors video right now and
what
get
is
tissues.
Happening? Oh my god, I'm sweating. Okay.
No, so like everyone's shaming Lindsay Lohan for like dancing, and I'm just like, oh, like she's I love it. I'm so excited for her. But the Life Size trailer is on YouTube, and it's from Freeform. Which is like was previously like
ABC Family,
which I loved. But it's like it is like I love Zendaya, like loved her, voted for her on Dancing with the Stars. But it's like the trailer makes no sense to the original story. It just looks like a regular like high school drama of like Zendaya, and then like you know how like every
wait is Zendaya in it?
Yeah, she's the lead. Am I saying it wrong? Like Zendaya or
she's
Zendaya?
She's the lead in Life Size 2?
Yes.
What?
So she's the lead in Life Size 2. And that's, I love her. I think she's so fucking multi-talented. Okay, but she's,
no way.
She's the lead in Life Size 2. And I'm like, I'm, you know, not trying to stereotype, but every guy on the CW looks exactly the same.
Yeah, for sure. No,
like every, like their face. It's, and I'm like, is this the same? It's like Game of Thrones where they can put on different faces. Like, it's just that same face that they just keep putting on different people. So it's like, some, you know, blonde, very pretty, you know, emasculate, you know, high school guy who's doing like dramatic glances at each other. And then it's like a bunch of like dramatic, like is it cut to like pouring rain. And it's very weird. And then a basketball court. And then it's like at the end, it's like Tyra as Tyra Banks as Eve. And then she's like, she's frozen and then just goes, whoa. And Howie Mandel walks by, her co-star in America's Got Talent, and goes, hey.
This seems batshit.
Does finger guns to
no,
her.
No.
And then it's like Life Size 2 coming December. And I'm like, no,
what's
I'm
happening?
A purist. This has nothing to do
sure
with the original story.
Excuse me for a minute. This is Danny Pellegrino interjecting my conversation with Annabelle DeSisto. Now, when Annabelle and I were having this conversation about Life Size 2, unfortunately, we were talking about a trailer for a movie that does not exist. So there is a Life Size 2 coming to Freeform this holiday season. However, what Annabelle was talking about was a trailer that was on YouTube. It was uploaded to YouTube, and it was a fan-made trailer. So Life Size 2 does not actually star Zendaya. Tyra Banks is in the movie, but it does not star Zendaya. And as far as I know, there is no Howie Mandel cameo in Life Size 2. However, that could change when the official cast list comes out. But Annabelle was simply talking about a fan-made trailer on YouTube that she had watched before our interview together. So unfortunately, I was unable to correct her. However, I wanted to interject for a moment to let you all know that this movie does not exist. However, you can watch this fan-made trailer on YouTube. And I didn't want to cut it from the episode because I thought it was such a compelling story that Annabelle was telling. And I didn't want to cut it out of the episode, so here I am interjecting. So I would like to lead us back into my conversation with Annabelle DeSisto. However, if you'd like to go look up that trailer for a movie that does not exist, please feel free to check out YouTube. Okay, now back to my conversation with Annabelle. And I remember Life Size 1 like it was yesterday.
It is so... That is such an underrated movie.
100%.
It is so good.
Remember her iconic song from that, Be a Star?
I play that song. That is one of my power-up songs.
Right.
I would play that before like my live shows. It's so good.
So good.
Like, it's so, so inspiring. So that's honestly one of my favorite songs. That soundtrack is so lit. It also has C'est la vie by Bewitched, which is...
Say you will, say you won't. Say you'll do what you don't. Do you play with the girls? Play with the boys? Do you ever get lonely playing with your toys? That's the part. It's like, is that about masturbating? Whitney, don't cut this part
out.
And
I'm like, no, it's so important. And also, like, that is such a good soundtrack. Also, another power-up song I have from an original Disney movie, which is so good, is Eye to Eye from the original,
movie, just
like a Goofy movie with Trevin Campbell. Campbell?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Stand out from that song.
Stand out from the crowd in Eye to Eye. That's on my list. And then Eve, which unfortunately,
Be a Star. I need to get your iPod.
How is that not a single on iTunes?
And why didn't Tyra force the people on the Next Top Model to do a video for that?
I would pay $30,000 to finance.
Let's GoFundMe for the next season of Top Model.
I will literally do a GoFundMe of just...
To be honest, I wouldn't be surprised because she's going to be promoting that movie and she's got a new season of Top Model coming, I'm sure.
You can get her
So
you can
we
get
need
her
to
on.
Make this happen.
You need to... Like, I feel like I'm banned from ever even possibly getting a real guest beside you.
No.
but I feel like you have the clout to get her.
I will try my best. I will try everything I can.
But,
okay, we have to... Annabelle, we have to... get to the talk show.
Okay.
We have to get to the Tyra
talk show. I'm sorry, there's so much. I'm like, I can talk for literally days.
Maybe this will be a two-parter. And,
it needs to be like cereal. It needs to be... Yeah.
I'm like dying at all of these. Tyra, she's like batshit.
But when I love that you know... You have like my same like MST, like Mystery Science Theater 3000 like brain of like...
Like we only...
Culture.
Yeah, like I... Somebody the other day, I was like... met them and they were from Chicago and I was like, oh my God, I love Chicago. I'm from there. And she was like, oh, what's your favorite sport? Are you a White Sox or a Bears or something like that? Like a sports reference.
Yeah.
And I literally I blacked out blank face. I was like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Like I was like, I don't follow sports. And the only thing I could think of was, but I love Juliana Rancic. She's from Chicago.
How's their restaurant doing?
Right. Like I... So it was like literally like I couldn't think of anything, and the first thing that came into my mind was Juliana Rancic. Like,
I'm dying. I'm
like literally like I like took a pause and I was trying to think of like something clever like oh well you know about not following sports, and the only thing I could think to say to spit out was I don't follow sports but I love Juliana Rancic, like, and I lived in Chicago for years.
I'm dead. I thought you'd be like well I only know like Second City or like Theater Stuff, and I'm like no, the capitalist
of course
Juliana
like,
Rancic.
I know I did improv there for years. Like there were so many other references I could have said about Chicago. Like I lived there. I loved it. I could have talked about the pizza. I could have, but the only
Kim Kardashian's baby,
random pop culture references just pop in my head. And I'm like, Juliana Rancic.
Where is she? What happened to her?
I don't know, she's in Chicago. I know that.
And like, I'm telling you, like that,
she's
bringing back Universe Zendaya, like that Zendaya thing on Fashion Police. It's so weird. I feel like that's the last thing they let her do.
I thought I read that they were bringing Juliana back to E.
I feel like it got like very, because remember, like she left and she had like cancer and then she came back and like was recovered. But then it's like she was getting like so like skinny, and it was just like everyone like on Twitter, that's like all anybody was like talking about was like that it just like was very like alarming.
Right.
See. And like George Clooney would like be trying to like smile through it, but they could, everyone's like very uncomfortable.
You know, whenever I watch those red carpets now, it's just like they need better people. It's just like those hosty type people. I feel like they're just so hosty. Like,
they need you on there. They need a comedian.
Well, I've like tested for them and they did not hire me. But
they're fools.
I know. Here I go, like my e-rant. But some of those hosty people are just like Jason Kennedy. I'm like, oh, enough. Anyway.
Nobody cares about your like Hollywood Bible study group of like you and Selena Gomez and like your model wife who was like attacked by a propeller and like... His wife has a missing, not a missing eye, but his wife was a model who like walked into a propeller.
Okay, so the Tyra Talk Show. It started in 2005. Sorry. No, I love it.
Worst guest ever.
You are the best guest, and I love nothing more than like tangents. But anyway, the Tyra Talk Show, it went 2005 to 2011. It started as more Oprah-esque, and then it became very Springer-ish. Like, I feel like at one point she had like a witch on. Like she would have like random.
They had vampire sex on
there. Right. They had like random stuff. I remember they had gay for pay porn stars. Like it got really Springer. They had these girls that hated gays that weren't allowed out of the house. Do you remember that one?
Oh my God. Yeah. I was like, I saw that clip like last night and I'm like, oh my God. Cause like you can't like say that word on TV, and like they said it like 50 times. Remember?
Right. I know. And like, Tyra said fag a bunch. She was
like watching it. I was like, oh, cause it like makes you feel so uncomfortable. Like watch, like, but I'm like,
Tyra's like, if you don't like fags, what are you watching this show for?
And then like a bunch of people were standing up giving like standing ovations, and like it's, you know, like pre-Duggar cult, you know, haircuts, like yelling and like preaching the most like hateful speech ever. But it's like, do you play any audio from, are you going to play any audio
from the
talk
show? Yeah, we'll put in all sorts of clips from
One of you guys called me something. What is that?
A fag enabler.
I'm a fag enabler.
Tell me what that is. You have this audience that you can influence. You have so many people that you can influence. And instead of them teaching, you don't teach them God's standards so that they might go to heaven. You teach them your own standard and saying it's okay to be gay when you know
what show
that they'll
talking
go to
about?
Hell.
Tell me what show you're talking about. You're talking about America's Next Top Model, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen more than one episode of America's Next Top
Model? Yeah, actually, we were sick one day and we actually saw an entire marathon.
Why would you do that? If I hated fags, I would be like, get the fag off the TV. I'm not watching that.
And I watched it every day. Look, that was, I loved it, and I still don't understand. Like,
ahead of its time.
Like, the eighth hour of the Today Show to fucking, instead of Megyn Kelly, like, why not Tyra Banks? Like, why is it still, like, not on the air? I'm sorry, we put more faith in Harry Connick Jr., and I love her, but Queen Latifah?
No,
like,
I know.
No, I can't.
I know, it's disgusting.
No,
Bethany
thank
had
you.
A talk show for two seasons. It's like, what I don't understand. I mean, they give everyone a talk show, and some of the people they give talk shows, I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And then they took
Tyra's
away.
Just because somebody has the ability to talk does not mean they need the show. Like, that's, mm-mm.
Says two podcasters.
Yes, and then like, but that's saying that, please show. Give me a
show. we gave ourselves shows.
And like, I'm the only one who can't stop me. Like, everybody else is like, I'm not letting you do anything. And I'm like, I'm in charge. The fat suit episode, her conquering her fear of dolphins.
The dolphins. I know. She was so scared of dolphins, and she I mean,
crazy. Her phobia episode where she has like agoraphobes, and she has people with like, and I was saying like, and I suffer from like anxiety and stuff, and I'm like on plenty of medication. So it's like, I'm not trying to make fun of like fears and phobias, but it's like she has
but the
like,
way it was presented on her show. It's like every topic that was presented, it was batshit.
Everything was, it was like agoraphobia, this woman who was scared of pennies. And she, which I get, like, change is very annoying and, like, it's very outdated. Like, and I'm like, it really is, like, a waste of money. I'm like, why are we still even making pennies? And so I get it. But, like, they reveal, like, they take off, like, they have a giant, like, sheet and they rip it off and it's a fish tank full of pennies. And the woman just collapses and screams. But Tyra talks about, she's like, my guests and I have a fear. Like, everything, no matter what,
fear,
was like,
right.
And I have a serious phobia, and it's like her conquering dolphin or her fear of dolphins, and it was like a three-parter. And she was like
a week series.
And it was like a promotion. She was like, I'm here at Turtle Bay, Mandalay Resorts and Spa.
Now on Tyra, after 20 years.
I really do have a true fear of dolphins.
Tyra finally confronts her biggest fear.
Oh gosh, okay.
can't do it.
You're not even getting it. Tyra, come back. Tyra.
Facing unbelievable phobias.
I have a strange fear of ketchup.
My biggest fear is pennies.
Can these women overcome their darkest fears?
Oh!
An all-new Tyra starts now.
And so she just came in, she's like, to prepare for my dolphin experience. And it's like, I was like, oh my God, she was the original Blackfish. She was trying
she
to
really
bring...
She really did was like exposing people on TV. Even
she was trying to bring awareness to like how terrible SeaWorld is.
The fat suit episode, I remember like, it's offensive to wear a fat suit like in public.
But she was like, everyone...
But somehow it like sort of was okay with her.
Well, Melissa Gorga did it like 2 years ago for E.T.
Oh my God, did she?
And I'm like, what? This. E.T.'s still around? But yeah, like Melissa Gorga did it. That's how like slow they're scraping the barrel. But I remember like...
we have nothing this week. Throw Melissa Gorga in a fat
Melissa
suit.
Where's Melissa Gorga in a fat suit? What do we have in the closet? Scrape it together.
Get Tyra's fat
like,
suit.
When she was like, she had to spend like 3 hours in a fat suit. And it was like her walking around New York and like her having to be on the subway. And
you're talking
she was
about
like,
Tyra, not Melissa
this
Gorga.
Is Tyra. Okay. Yeah. I'm not going to watch an imposter. I'm watching the original. She was like, it was, you know, terrible seeing how people treated me, pointing at me, laughing at me. And I'm going to be like, it's not because you are fat. That is a very normal thing
in
America.
Because you have a camera
crew. It's because you look at, you literally just look like Tyra, but with like an old lady scarf tied around you and like the fat suit from Eddie Murphy's The Clumps. Like, it's just because people are pointing at me like, hey, what's Tyra Banks doing? And all of a sudden she's like, no one would sit next to me on the subway. And I'm like, there are people giving birth on the subway and like rats fighting each other. I like, that's right. Probably... like
someone's
the best thing you can
in the corner,
see. Yeah, like, and I'm like, I don't think you are the most disturbing thing. That like that's why they wouldn't sit next to you on the subway. And also her fear of being a stripper, where she's like was going to do a stripper expose, and it was sort of like Coyote. It was like a bikini bar, and she's like was going out, and she was like undercover, and they basically just gave her like a prosthetic like Paris Hilton nose, and like. She was like about to, she's like, as I reached the curtain, tears started streaming down my face. I thought
everything
of my mother.
Was so dramatic.
And I couldn't, I'm like, you mean you couldn't go out and make money being half naked, walking around? What are you famous for again? What's that? And I'm like, I'm not slut-shaming. My best friend is a porn star. Like, I'm not. But it was just
right,
like
but
so
the way
weird.
She presented everything was insane. Do you remember when the tabloids called her fat and then she went on TV in the.
In so
like,
the same
yeah,
bathing
like the
suit?
The tabloids printed these pictures of her in this bathing suit and were calling her, like, every magazine cover that week was like, Tyra's gained weight or whatever. And then she went on TV to address it and she gave this like very dramatic monologue. She's like, sometimes I look like this. And then other times sometimes when I turn, I look like this.
And she just like puffed her stomach out a little bit. And
right.
I'm like, that's like my dream goal body.
Right.
Is
I know.
Her.
It's like she looked amazing.
Even when I look like this and it was just like, even when I look like a size 2 or like,
right.
And I'm like, that's the best I could possibly, that's what I have on like my Pinterest board of
right.
Like my,
she looks amazing.
And that she did this like very empowering where it's just like, she's like,
luckily I'm strong enough and I have a good support system. I mean, I love my mama. She has helped me to be a strong woman so I can overcome these kind of attacks. But if I had lower self-esteem, I would probably be starving myself right now. But that's exactly what is happening to other women all over this country. So I have something to say. To all of you that have something nasty to say about me or other women that are built like me, women that sometimes or all the time look like this, women whose names you know, women whose names you don't, women who've been picked on, women whose husbands put them down, women at work or girls in school, I have one thing to say to you. Kiss my fat ass.
Women whose names you know.
No. Women whose names you don't. So all women. So all women, Tyra. And she's like, kiss my fat ass. And then like everyone, of course, like the audience gets the applause sign. And it's like everyone has to like go nuts and applaud it.
There was one episode where she made everyone wear a tag of their weight. If I went to a talk show and they that's like one of the things I'm terrified about of being arrested is like they weigh you. That would that's the thing that's preventing me from getting arrested for anything. I don't want to be weighed on a public scale.
The other day I weighed myself at the gym and I like literally cried like as I was changing. Like, so I was like, oh my God, I gained like a lot of weight since I last weighed myself. And I just was like, on the way home, like crying, like a very dramatic car ride home. I was like, oh my God.
You're like, and the men's whose names you know.
No, men's whose names you don't. Kiss my ass.
I love it. You sent me a clip of her giving away Vaseline.
oh my God, yeah, she had her Oprah moment. She was like, introduces herself to the audience and she's like, you know, everyone wants to know my beauty secrets. So I'm giving you my biggest beauty secret. And she's like, it's in wrapped boxes underneath your chair. So everyone like pulls it out. And I think the boxes were like wrapped really nice. And so everyone in the audience is thinking they're getting like some, you know, $300.
They're getting like La Mer.
Right. Like, cause Oprah at the time was always giving away really expensive free shit. And so Tyra gives away little bottles of Vaseline and she goes fucking crazy. She's like laying around on the, like, you know, whirling around on the floor, like just going nuts. She's like, you get Vaseline and you get Vaseline.
The audience was way better actors than like I've ever been in any acting class. 100%. Like they were losing their shit. It was like liquid gold to them. And I'm like, oh, it was the level of excitement they had for Vaseline is more excited. I've never been that excited for anything in my life. I've never been that happy.
It was crazy. And I wonder how like production prepped them or if they were like, you have to go nuts or like, or if behind the scenes, like when they were getting Tyra to go out, like were they saying, you know, really play it up or was Tyra the one who was,
it's like, what's I've the truth? I've been to the Wendy Williams show like 3 different times. She's also my Wendy. Goddess. I love her. And we had to like retake getting free Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory Broadway tickets like 3 times because we did not show the amount of like emotion that we should have. And it like obviously like closed down after like a month because it was so bad. God. Like they did a performance on the Wendy Williams show. And I love theater. I love it. Like, and sure. Christian Borle was like the lead, but he wasn't the one performing. It was like Veruca Salt, but she's in like a Juicy Couture sweat. And they were trying to like redo it. It's a terrible
performance. I did not even know there was a Broadway show about
Willy Wonka. There's not anymore. Okay. It's gone.
News to
as quickly,
me.
Okay. Yeah, it was like the Spider-Man musical or Taboo, like as quickly as it came, it went. So they do a performance and Wendy's sitting in the audience and I was like front row. So I'm like 2 seats away from Wendy dying. And the look on her face during the performance of just utter confusion and contempt. And then like they left. And so this is the time where she like talks to the audience and like thanks them. And she just goes up and she's like, what was that? Am I the only one who didn't like that?
I love that. Oh, God bless Wendy. Like, if there's any heir to Tyra's throne, it's Wendy Williams.
I fucking love her. Her.
Me too.
You remember had you seen her coming out doing the rabies bit? Because
I was just going to bring that up. The Tyra Banks rabies bit. That's one of the other most memorable moments. Of course, we're probably missing some, but that's the one. Another memorable moment from the Tyra show was when she pretended to have rabies. I mean, like, what was going on? Like, you watch this clip on YouTube. Whitney, insert the clip here.
I want to apologize to everybody. I'm not 100% today. I'm not feeling great. I jog a lot in my neighborhood, and I was jogging today with some friends around my neighborhood, and a friggin' dog bit me. Yeah, he bit me, like, right here. So it's, like, a little weird right now. I had to get rushed to the hospital and then the doctors are like, well, did the dog look like crazy or anything? And I'm like, well, he was angry and he, you know, was like salivating. You know, they're like, okay, was it like foamy salivating or was it? And I'm like, well, it was kind of foamy. And then they tested me and the dog has rabies and had to get a shot. Thank God it's not 20 years ago. If it was 20, 30 years ago, I would, you know, it would be really, really bad. So I'm feeling a little weird, but I'm okay. I'm just thirsty. So can we pause for a second? Can I have some water?
I've talked about this clip, I'm not kidding, no less than 20 times
this
on my
podcast.
This
was the clip that sold me to do a Tyra Banks pop dive because this was the first clip that you sent to me. And I was like, oh, okay, we can't not go
and
on
like,
and talk
if
about
this. I'm like, if this doesn't sell you, you don't know what you're talking about.
She's doing the same kind of acting she did when she fainted.
Yeah, she's always like, I'm sorry, guys. I just, like a lot of hands on her face acting, like a lot of hands, like, I just, I'm really out of it. I was jogging and I was attacked by a dog. And she keeps like, you know how it like knocked up like your queen, Katherine Heigl, like starts gagging, interviewing James Franco. Like that's kind of what she starts doing.
I know. And stuff's just coming. She's foaming at the mouth.
And then she just fully goes into foaming at the mouth, like
anaphylactic shock, like just
growling, falls on the floor, puts barking. Like an antacid in her mouth that's like sizzled out, barking, crawls up to different audience members and starts scream barking in their face. And no, it happens so quickly that no one's
every one of her bits, like you said, every one of her bits, it's just like, what's going on? Like, they're all, it's all happening so fast. And it's her version. Do you remember when Oprah would used to come out and do her Oprah Favorite Things episode where she would,
yes.
There was like one where she was like wearing, a dress, and then the dress just like falls off, like it's one of those removable dresses, and she's wearing like a holiday outfit, and she's like, it's my favorite things, and then like behind her all the FedEx elves are like, you know, setting up the Favorite Things episode.
Yeah.
And that's like Tyra's version of that. It was when she has rabies and she like or gives away Vaseline or something. It's like, what is going on? Like, this is not an Oprah show.
It was just her commitment to this. She, once again, she falls herself, does not have like a stunt double, does not have padding on the floor. She falls out of her high chair, like her high seat, and like starts just like foaming and like convulsing. And I'm just like, you know what? She's, how many talk shows are there, have there been like from the beginning of time? Like, I'm sorry, did Sally Jesse Raphael try rabies?
Right. Ricky Lake Wishes. I know.
Kathy Lee Gifford, Kelly Ripa.
Kelly Ripa is looking real lazy as we're going through these moments.
No wonder you keep running through co-hosts. Your lack of commitment,
she's
Kelly.
She's sounding real lazy as we're doing this episode. So that's Tyra Banks. Of course, she went on to do The Fab Life, which she only lasted 2 months on with Chrissy Teigen. And then that show quickly got canceled. Tyra's pivoted a lot. Like,
see,
in
that
her
was
career.
I loved Chrissy Teigen before. And I'm like, I always talk about, I'm like, I don't know why I keep trying to be talent because clearly it's not working, but I'm great. I would be a great talent agent because I've always been able to pick like the people before, like before really anyone hit. Knows that, yeah. Like, I heard Chrissy Teigen, like, she would always be on, like, my favorite, like, SiriusXM. Like, this was when Cosmo Radio still had a show on Sirius. And, like, so I didn't even know what she looked like. She would just go, and they would always talk about, like, and you're a supermodel. But I'm like, not to be sexist, but I'm like, she's so funny and quick. Like, and she's was,
right.
That's when she would still shit talk celebrities. Like, she would just make fun. And she was like, yeah, I just go to these Hollywood parties. And she's like, I was just thinking of the one last week I was at, and I just kept looking at Cameron Diaz and being like, can we stop pretending she's still young and hot? and that's when she still like was like not
she's
censored.
So funny.
And then it's like years later, I'm like, oh my God, that's what she looks like. This is who she is. I'm like, I've like loved listening to this girl, but I'm just like, I loved her like from the beginning.
Right.
Like, I don't know how that show failed. Also, I feel like you also love Hilary Duff and Catherine McPhee, obviously,
of
as
course.
I'm looking at your
signposter.
And your signposter. There's one episode where she grabs Catherine McPhee's boobs. Did you
the,
see
of the
that?
Tyra show?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that episode. I need
like,
to rewatch
fully
it.
Fully does. Like, just a Matt Lauer just like goes over
oh
and like, like honks. And then also, I don't know why Hilary Duff was still on stage during this. This was when Hilary Duff like, was brunette. And
right.
I think when had just done that, made like straight to, you know, DVD movie. It was like,
raise your voice.
John Cusack, and she like plays a stripper and puts like a scorpion down her pants.
Sure. What was that? Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I don't know why.
We'll do a pop dive on that.
I don't know why I remember that, that
no,
movie, but like
that
it
I,
never came
yeah.
out. But it's like that's the time of like her hair evolution. And so she's on, Hilary Duff is on stage with her, and they're also doing like one of those animal bits where they bring out like an animal trainer from like the zoo and like explain, you know, endangered species. And so there's a porcupine sitting on the coffee table, and Tyra Banks jumps up on her chair, is terrified of this porcupine, like it's a dolphin, and the chair just flips over, which was like not, you could tell it was not planned. And like Hilary Duff and the porcupine just like don't know what to do.
Like, just imagine explaining this to someone, like, I don't know, going back in time or into the future, either or, and like trying to explain the Tyra Banks show to someone and like explaining these moments, like, oh yeah, and then Hilary Duff and a porcupine were on stage.
And like, then
it's
she
like so crazy.
tries to confront a dolphin three different times, something that's so easily avoidable. You have to like actively seek out a dolphin. Like, our life is not like what Lisa Frank told us it was. Like, it's not like dolphins and, you know, rainbow unicorns around you all the time. You have to actively seek out or pay for a dolphin experience normally. But it's like, she reacts when she sees this dolphin coming in like a controlled environment with like two trainers on the side. That's, it's probably been like also tranquilized and like beaten into submission. She sees it, and it's it's like OJ Simpson is coming towards her. She's like, no! Like, literally, she's like, I can't, and like runs in her like like her wetsuit and like pushing people out of the way.
That's a wrap on Tyra.
She's like, I can't.
Oh, I love it. So, Annabelle, we need to take a quick break, and then I have a few questions for you, and then we will end it.
Icons,
If you're anything like me, you love to spend TV commercial breaks browsing real estate listings. Now, I love watching my favorite shows and also looking up homes, especially the ones that I know that I can't afford. And my favorite app to use is Redfin. When Matt and I were looking for a home, we used the Redfin app to search for homes in the area and within our budget. The Redfin app made it super easy. Now, Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes and sends you personalized recommendations. So finding the home that's perfect for you has never been easier. Plus, if you see something you like, you can book a tour straight from the app. And when you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents know how to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With the listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards your next home. So Redfin made it so easy to filter out the homes that didn't meet or have the necessities I wanted. I still use it to search for homes close by and in the cities my favorite reality TV stars live. Download the Redfin app to get started. Ever since I saw Clueless, I wanted to have the most amazing wardrobe, and that includes all of the clothes inside the wardrobe closet, and that's why I'm excited to talk to you about Quince. Now, Quince has you covered with truly timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all sorts of must-haves. I'm talking Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50. I have a blue cashmere crew neck sweater I got from them that I get so many compliments on all the time. I love it. Plus, iconic 100% leather jackets and versatile flow-knit activewear. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes us savings all over to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. Love that. Makes you feel good about shopping with Quince. Again, I've gotten a lot of stuff there. Just good quality pieces and a lot of different options if you're looking to upgrade your wardrobe. So indulge in the affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/iconic for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/iconic to get free shipping and 365-day returns, quince.com/iconic.
I like having you on because it's easy. It's like, okay, I can let you go.
You're like, I don't even have to pick up the microphone.
Okay, so let's get back to Tyra. What should she do next? These are some final thoughts. What should Tyra do next? Should she do another talk show? We, of course, have Life Size 2 coming out. Should she focus on acting?
Now she is a mother, so I feel like she's taken a more serious, like she's, you know, has some like gravitas to, like, she's really focused on that. And I'm not saying it, I don't want people to be offended and being like, you can only be a mother and no other things. But right now she's hosting America's Got Talent.
She, for me, has got the toughest job. You know, when someone is bad, you just say, okay, I don't like you, go. Now she has to pick up the pieces backstage.
The first six modeling agencies I went to, they said no.
Thank you, Tyra.
And I'm down for the curvy girls.
Yeah. Which is so funny that she is the host and Heidi Klum is one of the judges of like seeing who has enough dance or singing talent.
Right, 100%.
And I'm just
those
like,
are interesting dynamics. Yeah. And of course, just, her friend Howie Mandel is on the panel.
Like Howie Mandel, who like I probably has yet to give her an actual like high five or hug with like his, you know, his, right. That's a real phobia.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, why don't you explain to him your dolphin phobia and see like which is more crippling? Touching people, being a germaphobe, or seeing dolphins.
So should she do another talk show now? Or yes?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She needs to have a talk show. I'm sorry. We do not need to have the Chew on whatsoever. We do not like, there's so many things that
I think the Chew's canceled now, finally. Rest in peace.
Well, my mom, like my mom literally at like her first time being like mentally like hospitalized when they took all my children off the air.
Oh my God. My mom too.
For the my Chew. Yeah. And like, I will say I'm like how we're able to like spot them before. Nancy has always hated Mario Batali. Scared me to the point where she would go into in-depth description of how she would attack him, like Stassi Schroeder level, like description of murder. And she's like, if I ever see him at LAX, and like, I was like, oh, that's a pretty, you know, easy possibility. And like going on and on about how
your
she
mom
would,
was threatening.
Attack. And I was like scared of like, and I did not like him. And he has a restaurant here, like I've never been to it. But it's like on like Fairfax or whatever. And Nancy, when we were driving by, she would always roll down the window and scream at the restaurant. I'm like, he's not there. You're just yelling at the poor valet, but like screaming at them. And she's like always hated him. And so that's what like they took all my children off the air for. And she lost it. Sure. And now it's like He turned out to be a fucking monster.
An asshole. So we've explained a lot of her on-screen stuff. I want to say she's also was like a pioneer in the supermodel industry, and like she's done a lot. And I always wonder, like, did these other projects, because we're laughing at them now in these viral moments and stuff, did that stuff dilute her legacy as like a supermodel icon? Because like Naomi Campbell, I feel like.
Did you watch her?
Her sit down with her?
Her yes. confrontation with.
Yeah, amazing.
You came up to me right when I was about to walk out. And you said something. And it's so funny because it was so surreal at the time when you said it. I didn't think that you could actually say something like that.
What did I say?
You said something like, you'll never be me. Don't ever think that you'll be me. And something
like that. I said
that? Yes.
I can't think. That's something. I'm not that. I'm very much in the. Yeah, I'm very much. I know the person that I am. Mm-hmm. And I'm not someone to go and give myself away and say that to anybody. I've never said that in my life. So, but if that's what you remember, yeah. I accept that, but it's not, it doesn't sound like me to people that would know me.
I'm not sure if you're understanding how much it was painful for me, and I think it was truly a painful time for you, but I don't want to speak for you, mm-hmm. but, and I don't think you know this either, that experience between you and I was one of the most difficult times in my entire life.
Amazing. So good. But Naomi Campbell, I feel like her legacy, and maybe she's on a little bit different level than Tyra, but I feel like Naomi sort of shied away a little bit. Of course, Naomi has these a few viral moments and stuff like that, but Tyra isn't, we think of her more in a comical way.
Yeah, because I mean, I think Tyra is a lot more like approachable and like,
yeah.
you know, charming. Like Naomi is like very severe. I don't think her thing has ever been to like, I want to be likable and show my personality side. Like her personality is like, I don't like you and I'm beautiful and I right. don't need to like you. I'm Naomi Campbell.
Which must be better to like walk around with that attitude because no one's coming up to you. Like everyone probably goes up to Tyra Banks on the street.
Yeah, I mean, she threw cell phones at her like own assistants.
I love Naomi. She's also like so, I mean, Tyra is too. They're both like stunning.
But Naomi is so... I mean, incredible. I know that's like not a groundbreaking statement, but I feel like she started the America's Next Top Model and her talk show, like that was coming towards the like end of her modeling career.
Right. She said she retired. And then that was when she did more of these on-screen, excuse me, projects. But her and Campbell have always had that feud. And
but I'm sorry, like I will never see out of our top models, you know, would I watch a Gigi Hadid talk show?
No, never.
Hosted in Yolanda's old refrigerator, not a chance. Bella,
right,
you denying plastic surgery. Get the fuck out of here.
Right. And wouldn't you, all of those old supermodels, like the Naomi, Cindy Crawford, Tyra, like I would watch a talk show from any of them. like the current crop of supermodels, not interested. But like those old girls were all, I mean, they were truly supermodels.
I don't understand. What Tyra needs to be doing now is completely like taking that movie before it even airs. Off recasting, like how is Lindsay Lohan not the star of that movie? How is she not the star of Life Size?
I think they tried to get her because they were like tweeting back and forth. I remember when Life Size 2 was announced, and so Lindsay was supposed to do it. And I actually think it was, this is just me speculating, but I think it was Lindsay that didn't want to do it.
I thought she tweeted like two, like wanting.
But
to
I
do
think
it.
Like Lindsay had like crazy demands or something. Like I think Lindsay hypothetically wanted to do it and then was maybe too difficult to actually like.
When your schedule. Only job right now is hanging out with like Ali Zarin.
I know. I want to go to her Mykonos club.
What is happening? It's not fair. Why are you still tweeting? She like Lindsay Lohan. Didn't she tweet to do like a live action like Little Mermaid?
Yeah, she Instagrammed a. Photoshop picture of her in it like, with Meryl Streep.
What's in front of you? Like, what can we do that is possible?
I know. Life Size 2 would have been possible, probable, and acceptable. I know.
And lovable.
Annabelle, we have to wrap this up. I want to say that I had all these other facts I wanted to get to. She has a certificate from Harvard Business School, which there were some questionable things that happened.
Oh my
with
God.
That.
Yes. We I didn't totally get into forgot. That. You I need know. To save these notes, please.
I know. She was also the first African. I want to just say some props because we didn't get to everything, but she was the first African-American model to appear on the cover of GQ. Amazing. The first African-American model to appear on the cover of Victoria's Secret catalog. Amazing. She, some of her personal quotes from IMDb, I thought this was really interesting. She said, Black women have always been these vixens, these animalistic, erotic women. Why can't we be the sexy all-American girl next door? And she is sort of known as the sexy all-American girl next door. So I think it's just an interesting, you know, good for her. I think that's like an interesting thing. And it's great that she's shown that side of her and been able to fit into the, you know what I mean? I don't know. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, and that's an app, like, I mean, she worded it like perfectly and like, it's so true and like something that I would never like it's just like worded so perfectly. Right. But while you're saying that, I'm so sorry. I just drifted to, can she be a friend of Eva Pinkford on Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Stop it. I would love it. Stop it.
Because like that's how we have her.
I would love it. I would love it. Also, one other thing, her favorite TV show.
I feel so bad. You're doing like such a like nice thing about like race and like such an important message. I'm like, when is she going to be on Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Okay, but here's my shift. In February of 2007, she cited Heroes as her favorite TV show, and her favorite character was Hero, played by Masioka. Anyway, that's where we're going to leave it. That seems like it really sums up her legacy. But I do love her.
End, yeah, she went to Harvard. She's, you know, was the first African American. But remember when she crawled on the floor with
No, I do love her. And that's sort of like the dichotomy with Tyra Banks. Is like she has given us so much and she is an icon in modeling, in pop culture.
I mean, she was the first. Everything we know about modeling and everyone like is from her. And
right?
Like makeup.
She brought,
and, like,
I really think she brought supermodel and modeling to the mainstream with Top Model. Like, of course, I think, you know, the supermodels back in the 90s, like that sort of got it into the pop culture lexicon, of course. But her bringing Top Model to the people, I think, was so instrumental in making models seem a more accessible and also making more people wanted to go in that career.
And like, I thought it was so great because you had it on like UP or depending on what time, UPN or CW.
Unclear.
You know, whatever, or WB. Right. But like in everyone, no matter, like even in comb over states, like got to see.
Right, right. So her legacy, it lives on. She's an icon. I do love her. I want to celebrate her. But you know, she's also given us some hilarity moments. So it's fun to laugh.
Also having the woman with two vaginas on.
Right.
Remember when she's like moments. Five women, 10 vaginas. That's literally, I swear, that is the intro.
That's the poster.
She was able to find, so she was like, five women. And then it's like the really, really dramatic music.
I know there are five women on my stage, but between them, they have 10 vaginas. Five women, 10 vaginas.
10 vaginas. 10
vaginas. Annabelle, I could talk to you forever. I love you so much. Your podcast is called Adderall and Compliments.
Yes, please. You were such an incredible guest on it. We did Real Housewives of New York recap of the part one.
Right.
And you were so, so reunion. Funny. And you've been on it. Danny's been on it twice. And you were just so hilarious. So please.
And hopefully again.
Please listen. If I could make you do it every week.
I know. We'll just make each other do each other's podcasts every day. But I love having you here. I love talking to you. And you'll have to come back. And we have so many other Tyra facts to get to.
I was going
to
say, don't throw them away. Put them in the binder.
I love you all so much for listening. Please follow me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram and on Facebook. It's facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. Please join the Everything Iconic Facebook group. It's Everything Iconic, the Cynthia Swan Crisis Center for Pop Culture Lovers. That's the name of the group.
Wow.
What's your social media?
Oh, Annabelle DeSisto on Instagram, Adderall and Compliments on iTunes. And the Facebook group is Adderall and Compliments Kittens.
So everyone join that as well. I want to thank Samson Technologies for sponsoring the show. Please, if you want to support this podcast, please head on over to Patreon. For $4 more per month, you get access to all of the bonus episodes, the Real Housewives of New York recaps, which we're doing about 2 a month. And you're also just helping support the show so I can make this show. And that's patreon.com/everythingiconic. I want to thank Whitney for producing the show. Anything else? Am I missing anything? Anything else you want to say?
And please think about helping us do a GoFundMe to retool Life Size 2.
100%. And also rate and review this on iTunes if you like it. And rate and review Adderall and Compliments on iTunes.
And find Willa Ford. Willa Ford.
Willa.
Amber
do
alert
the show.
For Willa Ford.
I found her. Trust me. We've been in contact about this show. I love you all for listening. Thank you. Bye. Yay!